Welcome to episode 77, Be the Architect. I'm your host, Sean Patrick Maloney. Thanks for joining me this week. I really look forward to talking to you guys about this episode. As a serial entrepreneur, somebody who loves building businesses, loves playing with businesses and just trying to figure out how to make them work, this is the perfect episode for me. This is what I do to create my businesses. Some of you who know me, you know that I owned SPM Enterprises, which was a landscape company, made it up to 16 people, sold it after 10 years. I also have ran this company. This will be 9 years in August, so this company is nine. And I also, as of yesterday, basically took on my first ever client in my consulting business. I did a lot of free consulting, lots of teaching, working with Buddy in Business program and other networking programs, just helping people grow their businesses. So now I've decided to open my third business, which really is Thoth Company, and we can talk about that somewhere else. But I just want to talk about how does it all come together and why, and what's the big thing behind it all. So first, I want to talk about design. The biggest thing to remember as an architect is the design. And what's the design? Well, for an architect, it might be building a house that's, we're talking true architect, they're sitting there and they're designing the overall home. They're the one with the imagination. If you don't have imagination, you're never going to be the architect. Similar to the book, The E-Myth, where they talk a lot about the idea that we want to work on the business and not work in the business. People who don't have ideas, they're great employees, and there's nothing wrong with being an employee, and it's to know when you need a guide versus you are the guide. So when you're creating your design, all the way from the very beginning, you have to think about everything. A lot of people think that they just have some skill or they have some product and that they're just going to launch it and everyone's going to love it and they'll figure it out as they go. The first plan for any business plan is really the exit strategy. What is the end? What does the end look like? Why is that important? And a lot of people don't. They don't do that because they just think, okay, I'll make more. And they fail to create a design and a plan, an overall plan of like, where is the in, where is the out? Why would this matter? So say if I wanted to make, and say I wanted to retire with $10 million in my bank account, okay? How do I actually get there? If I just say I want to end up there, and every year I talk about how I will end up there, but I don't ever have a time and exit strategy, when my business, what is it? Does it dissolve or do I sell it for something? If I am going to sell it for something, how much is it going to be worth? And then why is that important? It's because it's important to make sure every couple months you're looking at that and seeing if you're on target. And if you're not, it's okay. This is where an architect is the best thing to be, because at that point when things are broken, guess what? When you go to build a house and the plan doesn't work, you go back to that architect and they redesign the plan. So being the architect means that you need to be able to think deep. You can't just think single layer, like if I do this, this happens. You have to think like, if I do this, this could happen or that could happen. But if that happens, I'm ready for this to happen. We can't just sit there and go, oh, geez, I don't know what's going on. Unemployment division, they're terrible to deal. I can't get called in. You own the business. There's no one else to do it for you. You have to be a deep thinker and figure out how. How do you do it? Do you reach out to a state representative and ask for help? You have to be that person that's prepared for the changes. Everyone else in the world, they're running around like a chicken with the head cut off, just doing what somebody told them to do. Which is important. Everybody needs to know where they fall in place in life, because if you don't fall where you should fall in place in life, you end up unhappy basically your entire life. So making sure you fall where you should is important, but being the architect of your life means you're prepared for changes. Now, we've had a lot of changes this year and a lot of people are very uncomfortable. The reality is, in my opinion, and no fact base here, but we're basically at another industrial revolution and a lot of people don't realize it. Like, the school systems are broken. I mean, you pay way too much for college and you come here. Imagine if you ever came to me and you said to me, hey, Sean, I'd like to work for you. Here's $120,000 for the next 3 years of my life. I'll work for you for free. No one ever does that, right? But they go to college and they spend all that money and they come out and then they say, pay me as much money as you possibly can. They're architect of their own plan. They seem to think that they're just going to get these jobs and just come out, but they're not really architecting their plan. They're going and following. They're following what everyone else has told them to do for so long. Well, the truth is nowadays, whether it be YouTube or all these other channels, we have Trainual and we have all sorts of cool places you can educate yourself online. And for $99, you can listen to a CEO talk nowadays. Why is that? Do they make little money only doing $100 a talk? No, because they have the internet. They can sell their classes across the entire globe at $99 a head. And if you get 1 million people to do it, don't forget that's $99 million. So architecting that plan was what they did. They realize that, hey, we've got a big broken system here. So all of us need to be thinking about how we redesign our lives. Do we have kids? Do we have too much? Do we have different things that we need to cut out? Do our kids really need an iPhone 11? Can we afford the things we're doing? Are we really paying attention? It's like, no, we're not. And if you can say, like, for a lot of people, and I can't call nobody out, everybody had their own thing that went on. But if you can't say you were dynamic in this, you may be your own problem. It's maybe that you have to change your job. It might not be nice sounding, but there's a lot of great jobs out there. Robotics is coming. Amazon, all these other companies are hiring like crazy. People might say on the news that there's no jobs, but I can tell you that I've been hiring forever. I'm looking for new agents all the time. So be prepared to architect your change. Were you an essential employee last time? We were here in real estate. We continued to work. We continued to make money, and we continued our lives. For a lot of people, it meant put it on the side shelf and figure it out later. If you're in one of those non-essential jobs, or you feel like you're sitting there and you're saying to yourself, geez, I'm not making the money I should be making in my life at this point because I'm still selling my hours for 40 hours a week and I'm not in a job that I can scale up at and I can really see that there's no raises coming soon. We also have product that might be getting old. Be prepared for the change because remember, this isn't just about being an architect to grow your business, but it's an architect of your own life. It's a person who creates those plans and designs that are bigger than most people want to see. And you know what's fun when you do this is you can go show people and they'll laugh at you. And when they laugh at you, you just think to yourself, geez, another sheep, you know, another person who thinks that there is no such thing as just an abundance. If you have a limited mindset, if you have a mindset coming from scarcity, you will find scarcity. Whatever you want to surround yourself with, you will find. And one of the things that's really dangerous about this nowadays is we have social media and all these things. We're watching right here, talking right now. We have these things that sometimes make us think that our plan or the architecture around us is all broken because we keep clicking on links to things that we don't like to see, but we go and we explore. And then it suggests more of it. It suggests more of it. It suggests more of it. We're at a point nowadays where it's unbelievable amount of mental warfare going on the internet. If you're a kid, you're a teenager nowadays, you're on Netflix, you're watching all sorts of suicide films. The next thing you know, on all your sidebars, on all your different advertisements, here you are with this toxic world we live in, where you're putting all that out. And it's like, I'm looking over and I'm seeing all these parents architecting no plan, just going and handing their kids devices to make them quiet. And you say to yourself, you need to be the guide. Whether you're guiding your children or you're guiding your employees, you need to be the true guide. Here at Movementum Realty, and we take fair housing very seriously. We take treating everyone equally very seriously. I even invented my own group of agents called Movementors versus going with the National Association of Realtors. I believe so deeply in these different values than other people are putting forth that I actually created my own brand from the ground up. I was the architect of this plan. Movementum Realty was not by accident. I knew I needed a word that was close to the idea of realtor. So we have Movementors. We mentor you on the moving process. We're the guide for you. We take you to that next level and we work with you during your entire life to ensure that your real estate is safe and that you understand it as an investment and not an emotional value thing. I'm not saying you can't have houses you don't like. I'm not saying you should have houses you don't like or that you do like. I'm saying that we can help you find the perfect places and things and be the guide, and we treat everybody equally. These are things that we've been teaching our agents since the beginning, which I think are the fundamentals that we all need to get back to teaching everybody. I don't think we should be in this situation. I think everyone in the world actually loves each other a lot more than they think they do. I think that there's a lot of leaders and guides out there that are unfortunately wanting to create divide and wanting to separate people. So learning to be the architect, being the guide, that's a big one. One of the things not to be is the firefighter. What's the firefighter? The firefighter is the person who constantly runs from here to there, here to there, here to there, constantly putting out embers, but the whole entire time they don't pay attention to why they have so many embers to put out. They never set up a good plan. They never think deep. They just accept that their life is crazy. These same people might be the people that run out of gas, always get flat tires, all these. Like, if you're someone who always gets flat tires, maybe you should realize that if you ride on the right-hand side of the road all the way up against that white line, that everything every other car passes by tosses over there and there's the most nails there. It's that simple. We can start looking at our lives and deconstructing what's happening. One of the biggest things that most people don't understand is, like, ask more whys. Like, say to yourself, why did this happen? How can I make this better? When I win, I don't say, wow, I won, I'm good forever. I say, how can I make this happen more often? And why did it happen? How would the win go better? Where do we go from there? Firefighters are the ones who just, now that I don't have any listings, now it's time to market. Now I have a bunch of listings, it's time to chase my listings. Now I have some buyers, I don't have time for my listings. Now I have time for my listings and not my buyers. These are the people that run back and forth. They refuse to use CRM. They refuse to put notes in correctly. In real estate, they refuse to log the appointments. They don't pay attention to the agents that have shown their house in the past. And when the price change happens, they don't even call them and tell them there was a price change. These are the firefighters of the world. These are the people who think everything in the world is just pandemonium and that it's just constantly. So it's learning to be that person that sees everything ahead of time, thinking deep, planning, designing, being prepared for changes and being the voice of change when it has to happen, showing other people. So one of the most important last pieces to the structure of being an architect, and this may not be the entire structure, it's obviously only a 15-minute podcast, but learning to delegate, this is the huge one. So not too long back, I actually wrote a blog talking about the 40-hour myth and just how we all grow up understanding the idea that you somehow get a job, you work 40 hours, you should be unhappy if you work 41, you should be unhappy if you work 39, you should sometimes be happy if you get overtime for 3.5 hours, and forever your life should be a math equation where you can say, if I have these hours and I push them to this category, I'll get this much money. Now, mind you, most of us in real estate left that world because we wanted to move to a world of commissions. We wanted to move to a world where we get paid for our work and we get paid for our efforts, and the harder we work, the more money we make. But the reality is not everybody actually takes advantage of it. There's a lot of people out there that are doing everything that they think they should do to grow their business, but they're not. They're constantly on the phone or all these things that they can hire other people and delegate to. They can hand off jobs and learn to say, here's this job, you take care of it because it's not worth my time. You don't say it that way, but you learn what you're good at and what you're not good at. You learn what's worth your time and what's not worth your time, and you set that all up. CRM, all these other things, these are places where we can learn to delegate electronically now, and we can work in big teams without being in the same place, and we can collaborate with no problem. We can constantly see different tasks and who's working them. We can video call each other. The world has changed, and that was back to the beginning when I said, if you, as far as life-wise, if you're not re-architecting your plan, if you're not redesigning your life, if you're not planning and thinking deep in the months ahead, years ahead, if you're not prepared for the big changes and you're not going to be the guide to your family and to your life, again, we're going to learn to delegate in our families even, right? It's important. I grew up, maybe you think it's wrong. My parents had me mowing the lawn and things like that. My mom would take us, and yes, my family had done a little better than some other families, of course. And when we went skiing, there were families that maybe hadn't done as well as my family, and they would ski all 7 days, and my mom would pay for one day. And if I had a paper route or I did anything else, I could go ski in more days. But if otherwise, you can go play out in the snow. You're in New Hampshire. Enjoy. And I always kind of got mad at the time, and looking at it, you'd say to yourself, geez, that's kind of not great, and I used to have to mow the lawn and get allowance and things like that, but I realized my mom was teaching me very important things about life, just in general, learning how to delegate and learning how to show people that not everything just happens the way you want it to happen, because people who learned in this helicopter parent world, people who learned that anything can happen and you can be anybody and it doesn't matter and you don't even have to worry. Well, it's created people not realizing that, yes, that's true about like your personal life. You can be anybody and anybody you want to be. And I'm perfectly cool with that. But in business, sometimes you have to do things. Sometimes business, meaning business of life. Sometimes in business, you have to do things that aren't pleasant. You have to do them because they are something to do. Maybe for a boss, it's firing somebody that's, you know, got a problem with the culture of the company and they're causing issues. Maybe it's you in life having to say to maybe the babysitter, hey, I know that you're stealing from me. These are things that we all put off because we don't want to have problems. But that's why when we learn to delegate, we also need to learn to protect. We have to be that protectionary cause, because when we delegate to people, if we're not holding them responsible, then we can learn that our whole entire thing is built up falsely. And when somebody quits or somebody leaves, or when you send out notes and things aren't happening and you find out that maybe those clients you used to always contact weren't contacted because the person you delegated to doesn't do the work that they say they do. And again, tying it back to CRM, that's why I use so much CRM in my company and task management, because when I tell or ask someone to do something for me, I can put it in, and if they don't do it, I can still see it right there in the queue. So can't they, and we know we can set deadlines and things. So just learning to delegate can grow your business. You certainly can't do everything. Obviously, for a lot of type A's, this is a point where they have a lot of problems when it comes to, you need to back down. You're not the best at everything. I know you think you are. I do too. I think I'm the best. I know that. When it comes to doing certain things, it's terrible. We all do it. It's in the back of your head. You got to learn to let people fail. You got to learn to let people fly. You got to be like a mother bird and push them out of the nest sometimes. People want to succeed. They need paths to success. So as a type A that thinks you can only do everything, learn to be the person that knows how to document jobs so well. Learn to be the person that can make YouTube showing people how to do it. Learn to be the person that throws out podcasts all the time so you can educate your employees and agents and whoever. Learn to be that person versus being the person that says, geez, everything is wrong. I blame everybody. My agents all suck and so doesn't the admin. It's like, no, at that point, that's the broker's fault. That's definitely the broker's fault. If every agent sucks and so doesn't the admin, or they hired the wrong people. But ultimately, you are the top of the plan. So if there's problems, you are the problem. One of my favorite books that I read over time, in it, the guy talks about just it's called Extreme Ownership, by the way, but in it, he talks about the idea of extreme ownership and just in the idea that you do not have an excuse. And he talks in the military, whether you're the guy that knocks the door down or the guy with the gun behind him that protects him, when you hit that door like it's going to go through the back of the building. And when you go over that guy's shoulder, you come at it like you're protecting his life. If either one of you slows down just the tiniest bit, you're both dead. And I know not all life is that serious, but the truth is, the leaders, the people who are teaching you to do things, if they can get your full commitment, most of us who teach and preach and give people education, they will help you grow your business if you follow the path that these architects are designing and helping you. And they will help you think deep and continue to grow your businesses. Thank you guys so much for listening. I appreciate you all. If you haven't yet subscribed to my podcast, run over. It's called Real Facts on Real Estate. It's right there in every major podcast provider. Also, make sure to tell your friends and family about it. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, reach out to me, DM me, PM me, call me, whatever works best for you. I look forward to talking to you next week, and have a great day.